Welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The Detroit News today broke its 143-year tradition of endorsing the Republican candidate for president. The news endorsement goes to Libertarian candidate Gary Johnson. Here with us now, Ingrid Jacques, Detroit News deputy editorial page editor. Ingrid, why Gary Johnson? Walk us through your reasoning.
Okay, well, I think we surprised quite a few people with our endorsement today, but I mean, basically, we were given a field of candidates that made this choice something we saw as our only option. Donald Trump on the Republican side, Hillary Clinton on the Democratic side. Both candidates we weighed very carefully, and we found them both wanting in numerous ways. And we decided, as we say in our endorsement, to make this an endorsement of conscience, of backing an individual we think that has a solid background, two-term governor of New Mexico, and we think he's in of the three. We think he's probably the most honorable of them, and we feel most comfortable putting our support behind him.
What is it about Gary Johnson's policies, Ingrid, that made you believe that he is the most qualified? And specifically, what do you think Gary Johnson offers to Michigan?
It's a good question. I mean, as a whole, we tend to be fairly, we're a conservative editorial board, and we have quite a few libertarian leanings, and Gary Johnson aligns with a lot of the values that we hold. I think where he lacks the most and is quite well known is in his knowledge or lack thereof of foreign policy. And that is something when he visited with us 2 weeks ago, we talked to him for about an hour, and we really grilled him on his stance on foreign policy. And he for the most part, he gave us pretty good answers. And we felt confident enough that if he were in the office, he would do the job well. And he would honor our current agreements with other nations. He said he'd support NATO. So he assuaged most of our fears in that regard.
I do have to ask you, on the very day that you're probably putting the final touches on this endorsement, let's just take a quick listen as he's on MSNBC with host Chris Matthews.
Canada, Mexico, Europe over there, Asia, South America, Africa, name a foreign leader that you respect.
I guess I'm having an Aleppo moment in the former president
of
Mexico.
But I'm giving you the whole world.
I know.
Anybody in the world you like. Anybody. Pick any leader.
The former president of Mexico.
Which one?
I'm having a brain.
Did that give you pause, Ingrid? Were there any, second thoughts?
Well, our papers had already gone to print. So, I mean, but, yeah, we wish that wouldn't have happened. Trust me, it's bad timing. But
I mean, leader of the free world.
Right, but would Donald Trump be any better? I mean, we think he would be dangerous, as we say. He's so unpredictable, and I think he would be worse news for the United States. And I mean, when you look at domestic policy, Johnson has a very solid record. I mean, he created a good job environment in New Mexico. He's got a good stance on education. And he is very socially moderate as well. So that should appeal to a wide variety of voters.
Now, I'm looking at the Detroit News editorial of August 8th. So I'm reading it now following Donald Trump's speech to the Detroit Economic Club. And the headline is, Trump in Detroit offers solid economic plan, a heartening success to his GOP supporters. Its delivery provides Trump with a map for bringing a derailed presidential campaign back on track. That was just 7 weeks ago. Ingrid, what changed?
Well, pretty much everything else that Trump says. I mean, I think we saw him, just in the debate earlier this week. I mean, he's a bully. He's rude. He's not presidential. And, I mean, we stand by what we said in our editorial today. And we've consistently been critical of him in our pages.
In 2004, the news chose to sit it out, not endorsing George W. Bush or John Kerry.
Right.
Was that a consideration this time around?
Yeah, of course. But it's only something that this paper has done three times in its history, as you know, 143 years. Mm-hmm. Twice during the Franklin Roosevelt administration and then in 2004. But this time around, we thought it would be better to be proactive, to support a candidate, as we call it. It's a conscience vote, conscience endorsement. We stand by it, and we think of the choices that we were given. We did not pick those three or, you know, ever assume that Donald Trump would be the Republican nominee, but he is. So this is what we're faced with, and in light of that, Gary Johnson was the best choice for us.
Well, we're a few hours into when the paper got online and people opened it up to read this endorsement. What kind of reaction have you gotten? What kind of backlash have you gotten?
No, some good, some bad. I mean, there's it definitely was a surprising endorsement to a lot of our readers, but we hope that, I mean, they'll read it carefully and, you know, try to understand where we were coming from here. We tried to lay it out in great detail why we couldn't back Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton.
Detroit News Deputy Editorial Page Editor Ingrid Jacques. Ingrid, thanks so much for speaking with us today on Stateside.
Thank you.
You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Another of the conservative-leaning newspapers that broke a long tradition of endorsing Republican presidential candidates is the Cincinnati Enquirer. That moment came September 21st with an editorial titled, "It Has to Be Hillary Clinton." Peter Bhatia is the editor of the Cincinnati Enquirer, and he is with us now. Peter, walk us through why the Enquirer endorsed Hillary Clinton.
Sure, and it's a pleasure to be with you. Thank you. You know, our editorial board, which is made up of five people from diverse backgrounds and experiences, spent a lot of time talking through the issues, looking at what was being written and said by the candidates, taking a significant amount of time to think about who, in our judgment, would be the best president. After much deliberation, it turned out to be a consensus of all five of us. We didn't take a vote or anything like that. All five of us independently came to the conclusion that the right choice was Hillary Clinton.
That must have been kind of a moment. Suddenly, it's like the jury verdict where suddenly you go around and everybody's voting the same. They're on the same page.
I mean, it's probably not as dramatic as some of the jury scenes in movies and things like that. But, you know, we all know each other pretty well, and we all spent plenty of time thinking about it. We'd written some editorials earlier about Mr. Trump's behavior. So I don't think any of us were surprised we ended up there. The fact that we obviously are the editorial board of the Enquirer, which hadn't endorsed a Democrat since Woodrow Wilson, was a bit of a strange place to be. But again, in the end, we felt it was the right thing to do.
And what about the reaction, particularly among your subscribers? Was there backlash?
Oh, yes. It's interesting because I've probably answered close to 150 emails and talked to people on the phone, met with some people in person, met with a reader this morning who was very upset about the endorsement. Many have canceled. You know, I'd like to say that everyone I've talked to had clearly read the editorial. I don't think they did in many cases, because the editorial talked about Secretary Clinton's weaknesses, too, as well as Mr. Trump's weaknesses. And it's not a lesser of two evils editorial, but at the end of the day, it was who's the better person to lead, and that's where we ended up.
Well, I've got to wonder, do you think, as you kind of look at how it reads and what you're hearing from people, was this endorsement more about being for Hillary Clinton or more about being against Donald Trump?
I think that's a yes to both to both parts of it. Mr. Trump has said some pretty outrageous things, obviously, and continues to do so this week. The debate wasn't kind to him in most people's eyes. Yet there are a lot of people out there who believe that Hillary Clinton is a criminal and should be in jail. And I get a pretty steady stream of all the conspiracy theories around the Clintons, you know, up to and including they murdered Vince Foster and things like that.
Right.
It's pretty wild. But I have to tell you, there's a very deeply held and consistent strain among a lot of these people who are upset by our endorsement. Ultimately, you know, as we said in the editorial, who's the best to govern? Who's the best to lead the country for the next 4 years? These are the choices we have. And that's how we ended up with Clinton.
Yep. As you wrote in the editorial, our reservations about Clinton pale in comparison to our fears about Trump. Now, today the Detroit News endorsed Libertarian Gary Johnson. What did you think when you heard that?
You know, the editors of both papers in Detroit's friends of mine, so I was really interested in calling him up and having a conversation. But, you know, I think every place has to do what they believe to be the right decision. Editorials are editorials. Endorsements are endorsements. And I myself said in a column that the original purpose or the effectiveness of endorsements has faded over time because there's so many more sources of information now. I mean, information comes at us like we're drinking from a fire hose, as the old saying goes, and there's no shortage of places to get information. So, and I tell the readers that are upset, our endorsement is a recommendation. It's our view, and it's something we've done for 100 years. A lot of the criticism is, who do you think you are to endorse? And I said, well, it's fine if you disagree with our endorsement, but it's part of our civic duty to endorse, and we've done it for 100 years. We talked about Mr. Johnson, but ultimately decided that, you know, A, he wasn't a viable candidate, and B, he wasn't endorsable anyway, because when we were having our discussions, it was right after his little Aleppo problem. But, again, in the end, we made the decision we thought was the best one.
Peter Battia, the editor of the Cincinnati Enquirer, which broke a nearly century-old tradition of endorsing GOP presidential candidates, giving its endorsement to Hillary Clinton. Peter, thank you so much for speaking with us on Stateside. It was great to talk with you.
Great to talk with you, too. Thank you very much.